Right, well, joining me now in an exclusive interview is Ossett Town's brand new signing, Danny Frost. Danny, how are we doing?
I'm not too bad, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you, mate. And just first of all, how did this move come about? Because obviously you're leaving Ossett Albion to join Ossett Town.
Yeah, it's been a tough decision, but obviously with Grant Black getting the job, he's a good friend of mine, and it was quite interesting when he contacted myself. Obviously he's very ambitious about what he wants to do in his new managerial career, and I've also said obviously I'd like to be part of it and hopefully help Ossett Town get out of the sticky situation that they're in at the minute.
Looking at yourself, obviously you're being in the Ossett area already, it must be a surreal move because obviously the rivalry between the two teams, you must be looking forward to being a part of town now.
Yeah, it's been a little bit tough to be honest, because obviously, with me joining Ossett Albion only about 3 weeks ago from Spennymoor, due to work commitments, as obviously it's all just dropped in kind of a sour point. There were a couple of weeks ago I did speak to Ossett Town and I decided to go down to Ossett Albion at the time, and I've enjoyed it. It's a great club with obviously great people behind the scenes as well. But I just felt my loyalties lied with Grant Black, and obviously I know how good the club itself is at Ossett Town, and we've been there a few years back, and just felt that it were a good time to go and end what's been an up and down season for me, hopefully on a high, and hopefully Ossett Town being safe from relegation.
Looking at Grant Black, obviously his first managerial role, and he told me a couple of days ago he was going to get players in he knew and players he trusted, and you were a part of the players that he wanted to bring in.
Yeah, definitely. Me and Grant go a long way. Obviously, I played with him last year at Trafford Park Avenue, and obviously he moved on, but we always kept in contact. He's a Barnsley lad as well, like myself. And yeah, I totally 100% trust him. I hope he does the same, which I think he does. So hopefully I'll be out there running my socks off on him.
And looking at the position Ossett Town are in at the moment, just outside the relegation places, obviously the aim has to be to just try and stay in the league come the end of the season.
Yeah, definitely. It's about, obviously, the squad, not just the starting 11, whoever it is. We've all got to be in it together, and hopefully just fight for the points, obviously. Nice to play nice football and get the good performances in, but at the end of the day it's to get as many points as possible on the board and obviously get us out of that sticky situation.
And looking at this season, how frustrating has it been? Because you've been at a variety of clubs, and has it just been a case that work commitments have meant you've had to move?
Yeah, definitely. Last year, obviously I had a decent stint with Bradford, and obviously that's when the work commitments came in place. So I finished the season off with Shawley and Aquaforth, obviously won the title, and unfortunately they went into the Southern League, and with myself working in the North East, it was just a situation that probably wouldn't have worked. So obviously I'd made contact with a couple of clubs up North East and started with Spennymoor, but the problem was the travelling, and obviously when I decided to leave Spennymoor and I had a few clubs that came in, the two rivalry between Ossett Albion and Ossett Town were obviously very interesting, and they were both in different situations. Obviously Ossett Albion pushing for the playoffs and Ossett Town trying to get out of the relegation, so it took me a couple of days to get my head round to which way I wanted to go, and obviously with Grant again getting the job, it's swung me to obviously stay loyal to Grant and hopefully finish off the end of the season on a high.
And looking at it, obviously we're near the end of the season already, about a third of the way to go. Is this a move where you feel this could work out if you do stay up, that you can stay for next season?
Definitely, yeah, 100%. This, like I said, this, I think it's 16 games, 16 cup finals in my eyes. Obviously every game is a final. We need to win. We need to even just scrape a draw depending on how the game's panned out, but we must start getting points as soon as possible, hopefully on Saturday against Burscough away, which is going to be a tough game, but I've played against them with Spennymoor and I'm confident with the lads that's already at the club, and obviously that Grant's looking to bring in, we can get something out that game on Saturday.
And looking at yourself, I mean, is it a case now all you really want is a bit of stability and to be staying at one club for a foreseeable amount of time?
Yeah, definitely. I never wanted to get the reputation of moving clubs. I was settled last year, but obviously, like it's him again, the work commitments kind of killed that stability and that loyalty to a club. So obviously, my main focus now is obviously to help Ossett Town get out of this relegation mess and then hopefully get something sorted for next season.
And looking at the squad that Grant is trying to put together, I mean, he's in a position, he's in a good position where he knows so many players he can call on, and it looks like you're the first of what could be many.
Yeah, definitely. He's got, like I say, in the non-league industry, I think he's been playing there for now nearly two decades. And obviously, like you say, his contacts and people who know him will be there for him and hopefully to help him and obviously send players his way. But I think he's earned a lot of respect in the non-league game with obviously his long stints at Buxton, obviously helping Matlock out last year. So, yeah, I think his future in a managerial career is going to be pretty bright. And like I said, I'd love to be part of it. That's my reason for going there.
And looking at yourself, obviously, you've played at a higher level, so you'll be able to bring a bit of experience and a bit of know-how to the squad and hopefully help them.
Yeah, definitely. I learnt a lot about myself as a player last year, playing in the Conference North. I didn't really want to drop out of the Conference North, but obviously work commitments again. And I feel that I do actually feel that Ossett Town is a sleeping giant of a club. I know obviously they were in the Evo Stick Prem a few years back, kind of struggled to get themselves back out of this league, which is a really difficult league, but I think obviously if we can get that togetherness as a team, and obviously let Grant use his expertise to build a team for next season, obviously if we escape the relegation, then it could be a good chance. We could be looking at the top half of the table rather than obviously where we are at the minute.
I was going to say that when you look at next season, if you can achieve staying up, it looks like there's a lot of potential with the squad and a lot of growth can happen.
Definitely. The thing is as well with Grant, he will not just look for the elder experience. They'll also give the obviously great academy that they've got down at Ossett, and obviously the young ones that's coming through, they'll all get their chances. The behind the scenes for Ossett are obviously looking really good as well. So it's just a case of getting these points, getting out of the mess that they're in at the minute, and then looking forward to next season and rebuilding.
Well, Danny, I wish you the best of luck during the upcoming games. Hopefully, Ossett Town can get out of that relegation predicament and have a good end to the season. Thank you for joining me, mate.
Thanks, mate. Brilliant.